Target Ovarian Cancer works to save lives and support women with the disease in the UK. In this podcast, taken from one of our free events for women with ovarian cancer, their family and friends in June 2014, we hear from Professor Ian Jacobs speaking about the current status of screening. To find out more about what we do, visit targetovariancancer.org.uk.
So why think that screening for ovarian cancer may be a good idea? The reason is that for most women who develop this cancer, they don't know about it until it's quite advanced. And it's spread outside the ovaries, around the abdomen, and that makes it much harder to treat. If you could pick up the cancer when it was confined to the ovaries, there's every reason to be hopeful that that would dramatically improve the outcome. In the early 1980s, when I was the frustrated junior surgeon training in this area, I was fortunate to come across two things. One of them was a blood test called CA125. Many of you who've been treated for ovarian cancer will have had CA125 measured every 3 months or so. It turns out that CA125 may be quite good at screening. And the other is ultrasound, simple ultrasound, the same thing as is used in pregnancy, except ultrasound used to look at the ovaries, which are tiny after the menopause, when most women get ovarian cancer. And someone called Stuart Campbell in London showed that you could use ultrasound to measure the size, shape, and texture of the ovaries after the menopause in the early 1980s. So those two things came to my notice in about 1984 and led to an initial research program in which we showed that if you used the CA125 blood test first, and in women who had a level more than 30, the 30 doesn't matter, but above a certain threshold, they then had a scan. Number one, you could pick up ovarian cancer before the women had symptoms. And number two, you could do it without alarming too many women who did not have ovarian cancer. So this was encouraging, but it wasn't good enough for the NHS to adopt as a screening program. But we looked at lots of other tests. There were no other tests available that could do better, but we could do better with CA125 by looking at it in a different way. What we're learning now is that it's the pattern of CA125 over time. So a one-off test isn't the answer. It's the pattern over time, and even a slight increase over time can be quite important. The other thing that we've learned now is that if the blood test is going up, even if the ultrasound is normal, there can be a cancer there. So the threshold now for operating, if you have a rising blood test but a normal scan, is now changing. On the basis of that, the MRC, NHS, Cancer Research UK and the EVA peer all came together and funded this massive trial called UKC TOX. The study started in 2000, screening was completed in 2012, and we're now at the really exciting moment of waiting to see, did this approach to screening save lives? So where are we? Well, the good news is that we do have quite a lot of data. I can't tell you whether it saves lives yet. I'm waiting for that. But I can tell you that 99.9% of women who are healthy and not getting ovarian cancer are not alarmed by this, don't have any untoward effect. So that's great. And I can also tell you that in the group screened with the algorithm for CA125 and ultrasound, the proportion of women who got ovarian cancer that were picked up is almost 90%. That is way higher than we thought we'd achieve. It's incredibly encouraging. Surprisingly, only 63% are picked up by ultrasound alone. So there is something about the algorithm and about looking at the pattern of CA125 over time that means you can pick up a very high proportion. And that will probably, although I don't know yet because I don't have the mortality data, that will probably be the approach that we use if it works. We also know that we're picking it up 2 to 3 years before the diagnosis would otherwise have been made, which is incredibly encouraging. The question is, of course, is that early enough to save lives? And that's what we're waiting for. So where are we up to? We will have the results from UKC TOX by the end of this year. It will probably be public in very early 2015. I'm optimistic that at a minimum, we will be able to improve survival. I'm hoping that this approach to screening will save 20 to 50% of women with ovarian cancer. And if it does, I'm pretty confident that the NHS would adopt it. The eternal optimist vision for 2020 in ovarian cancer. I hope that by then we will have really sophisticated ways of identifying women at risk using genetics and other factors. Then women who are at high risk, small proportion of the population, they probably account for 30% of cases, they can have prevention or they can have screening. Women who are intermediate will have screening, and women who are at low risk, they can just be reassured, look, this is an awful disease, but you don't need to worry about it. You can get on with your lives. And the screening, I suspect, will be with an algorithm even more sophisticated than the one we have now. And you know, I've said 40 to 60% mortality reduction. Of course, we all want more than that. But perhaps in 10 years, that's what we can get to.